All right, Kedvach. We're in Shin Vav. We're up to Sif Beis. Hagishmak Sif. Sif Aleph dealt with Chiyuv Yishayim Risacha that our Uman has, and at different points when he finishes. Sif Beis is a sugi called Uman Kainim Beshva Kli. Whether or not Uman is Kainim Beshva Kli, the variables, it's Gishmak Inyan. It's a very big Inyan, and a shtickle disclaimer. I would have wished I would have had more time to prepare. I didn't finish seeing everything that I would have liked to see, and a lot of the material I'm going to say tonight, I'm actually relying on what I've learned many years ago. So it's a shtickle disclaimer, but nevertheless, hopefully it'll be a packed share of inyanim. Let's start. Siv Beis. Nasan l'umnin l'sakein. If you gave something to an umnin to be mesakein, v'kil kolo, and he broke it, he damaged it, Chayovim l'shalem, he is responsible for the damage that he caused. Stam, an omen has responsibilities. If he paid an omen, so we're going to see mitzvah later on in the simin, that he has a responsibility like ke'en g'neva v'aveda, that degree of hezek that he causes. If he was a pesheya, quasi-oines, he's still going to be chayiv. But fundamentally, keita, what is the case? Nosan l'cheresh, Nasan lechare shid the teva migdal. You gave to a carpenter a shid the teva migdal. Lekvaya behem misma that you wanted him to put in a screw to bang in a nail, and while doing so, vishavra he broke the shid the teva migdal. You gave him a chest to fix, and he banged in. Sorry, shid quasi pshia quasi onus. He tried his best, but I guess it wasn't his best. I guess quasi pshia, that means yes, he is responsible. It wasn't an onus gama. Vishavroi, and he broke that kli. He broke the shita teva migdal. One case. Second case is slightly different, but you say this take a difference. Einatam loy eitzim, or you gave him wood. You gave him raw wood material. Lasleis mem shita teva migdal to build a shita teva migdal. Vinishbarai, and he broke it, or it broke, achesh and naasu, and after it already was made, and you gave him wood to make a shita teva megna, he already made that shita teva megna, and now it broke. The shita teva megna. I gave you raw wood, you made this beautiful svarim shrank. The nishbaru is the shita teva megna. You made this beautiful svarim shrank, so I gave you a wood, let's say it's worth $100 worth of materials, $200 worth of materials, and you built this beautiful svarim shrank that it's worth $1,000. And now, if it was already built, it broke. Meshalim lay the meshida teva migdal. He has to pay $1,000. He broke because of his pshia. While he was working on it, while he was, I guess, the last touches, he was staining it. He was like mamish fixing, and then the ladder fell over, and he broke the svarim shrank or whatever it was. It was at the end. You have to pay shida teva umigdal. You have to pay the whole $1,000 worth of the shida teva umigdal. What's the reason? L'chaira, it's his shida teva umigdal. I mean, I only gave him raw wood. Right? He was the one who built it into a beautiful shida teva umigdal. Teretz is, Sakta mechaba she'en umin koina b'shvakli. Mechaba paskins that umin is not koina b'shvakli. And therefore, when it was built, it was my materials that were built. Therefore, it's automatically my svarim shrank. I own the value of the $1,000 in that svarim shrank. And now if the woman breaks it, he's breaking my svarim shrank. It's as if I gave him the svarim shrank to begin with. I gave him a svarim shrank and he broke it. So he owes me $1,000 for that svarim shrank.
I can't replace the wood.
We didn't replace the wood. You broke my svarim shrank. If I'll break your svarim shrank, can I give you wood? No, I broke your svarim shrank.
Do I have to pay him the money or do I have to just rebuild it again?
You have to pay me money. You owe me that money. Now, if you want to rebuild and pay me with Shavu Kesef, we could talk about Hilchos Mazik, not for now. If you could pay with Shavu Kesef instead of Kesef, if you have Kesef, if you don't have Kesef, we could talk about it. But you want to know what you owe me? You owe me $1,000 because you broke my svarim shrank. The svarim shrank is mine because ain't umin kainu bishvakli. That is the mechava. And you say this tikka thing. So really, there are two cases here. So I just want to bring it out a bit. Bring it out of it. First, I think fundamental we have to understand this. What do you mean, ain't umen kainim b'shvakli? There's a sugya of umen kainim b'shvakli is a makleikus amarayim, which in turn turns into a makleikus rishayim, how we paskin. Major makleikus rishayim, how we paskin, if umen kainim b'shvakli or not. So the makab over here paskins, ain't umen kainim b'shvakli. The Gemara mentions that there are three nafkaminis, whether umen kainim b'shvakli or not. three cases that it's nageya to. One is in Hilchos Omnim, which is by us. And that is, if the Uman breaks a keli after he's mashbiak the keli, does he have to pay for the full keli, for the finished keli, or did he just pay for the raw material? One makleikis, one nafkamina, it's right over here. Second nafkamina is in Shin Lametes, but nageya to Baal Tolan. And that is that when you pay, when you hire a worker, you have to pay timely wages. You have to pay him on time. And if not, there's a nisa bal tolin. Now, if ein umen koine bashvakli, so kum tois, what am I paying for? I'm paying for his maisi yadayim, for the service that he's providing. So he's like a poil. So that's, then yes, I will have an nisa bal tolin if I don't pay him on time. However, if you hold umen koine bashvakli, so kumt ois, all the shvach that was done, he was kind of that shvach. It's as if he owns that shvach. He was kind of it. I gave him wood, and all the shvach that's from the wood into the shvamshank, that difference belongs to really the umin. And then at the end of the day, when he tells me to pick it up, and I pick it up, he's then transferring title on that shvamshank to me. He's being magnet to me, the shvamshank that's his. Because remember, I only own the wood, Shaboy. He owns the rest. He owns all the shvach. So he's sort of selling me that shvach. Memela, it's not a employer-employee relationship. It's a buyer-seller relationship. If Umman Kainim B'Shvachli, I'm buying off of him the shvach that he made. He made the shvach, it belongs to him, and now he's transferring that shvach to me. So he's really selling me that shvach. So the Gemara says, there's no batolin. Batolin is by poyot. It's not a poyot. He's a seller. So there won't be batolin. So it's a nafkamina, whether it's going to be nis a batolin or not. Second nafkamina. A third nafkamina is benegei and Evan Ezra. There's a nafkamina, I believe it's a Simchav Ches. The nafkamina is, if an Isha will go over to a person and tell him that, make me a piece of jewelry, here's some metal, here's some gold, make me a beautiful necklace, and with that I'll be mekadesh myself to you. If an woman goes over to a woman and says, I'll be mekadesh you with the shvach that I'll make you a piece of jewelry. Give me gold, and I'll make you a jewelry, and with that shvach, nizam and tabois, I'll make you a ring, and with that shvach, I want to be mekadesh you. So if you hold umen koinim b'shvachli, so the umen owns the shvach in the ring, and then at the end, when he transfers the ring to the isha, he's being mekadesh the isha with that shvach. Very good. So harezim mekadesh, it's kavaldik. But if you hold ein umen koinim b'shvachli, and we hold that Skiris is Mishtalemes Mitchila Adsaif. So Kumtois, every mashu of Shvach that he's making in this ring belongs already to the Isha, just the Isha owes him wages for that. And at the end, if he's Mashbiach the gold into $500 worth of a ring, so now she owes him all along, as it's going on, she owes him $500 worth of Maisi Yadayim. And then when he gives her the ring at the end to be Mekadesha, he's not giving her any ring, because that ring already belongs to her. So what is he giving her, really? He's giving her the ring for free. That means he's giving her the ring without charging her, without collecting the schar that he's due. Well, that's a milva. The money that's due to him is already is like a hava, because every second as the shrak was going on, she owes him money. So at the end of the day, it's one big long hava, and what he's doing makadasho is with hava, and the halacha is, you can't be Mekadesh with a milv. You have to have Mois Ben. So if you hold Umin Koine Bishvakli, the Kedushin is Chal. If you hold Ein Umin Koine Bishvakli, so it's one big milva, but the ring is anyway hers, so then the Mekadesh Milv Ein Mekadesh, she would not be Mekadesh. So there's three nafkaminas that the Gemara gives, whether Umin Koine Bishvakli or not. That's three.
What happened to the prophet of Job, that he owes?
What prophet? We're going to talk about the money. We're going to get to it. Well, but at least, let's look for it. Slow. There's a lot here. Just slow. But I'm kind of asking good. But lemaisa is, that's three nafkaminas of the Gemara. There's a fourth nafkamina that the Goinim bring down. Some of the, it's a Makleikis Goinim, actually. Shaina bring down the Goinim. Is, if what happens, watch this. I go to a Goy, you can have it both ways, but I go to a Goy and I give him material to build me a Kli. And he builds me a beautiful Kli. I don't know, he builds me a beautiful pot that I could cook in, right? So now he gives me back this metal pot. Do I have to be toivel it? If old ain't umen koinim b'shvakli, so the pot's mine. Start off as my materials, the pot's mine. So I'll pay the guy for his malacha, but the pat's mine. If you hold umen kainim b'shvach kli, so that shvach in the pat belongs to the guy. And now when he gives it to me, okay, he's transferring me the pat to my ownership. Good, so every time you buy a keli of a guy, you have to be toivel it. So according to mixes gainim, you hold umen kainim b'shvach kli, you have to be toivel such a pat. Other gainim say, even if you hold umen kainim b'shvach kli, you won't have to be toivel because it's not Nikrish Mayalov, it doesn't have a shame on it, so you don't have the Zaytik Aswaris and Tfilis Kalem Lakaira. But at least, according to some Gainim, this is a Nafkamina for Tfilis Kalem as well. So you have four Nafkaminas, whether you hold Omen Kainim Beshvach Kli or not. Very good shmak. Now, how do we paskin? So, yeah, here the Machab is paskining Lahedja that ain't Omen Kainim Beshvach Kli. That's very nice. Problem is, if you look at the Ramah says, Ayim Be'Evenezes Simchav Chesif Tezvav. Now, over there, the Mechaber brings down the Machloikis. This case, where he was Mekadosh with these Nizamim that he made for her, which is totally in the Machloikis, the Mechaber brings down 2 days. Okay, it's a Stam Vakakak Yeshemim, Stam that Ein Umin Kainim B'Shach Kli, and Memele, she's not Mekadoshes, V'Yeshemim, then she is Mekadoshes, because the old Umin Kainim B'Shach Kli, he was Mekadosh with the Shvach. He brings down the Machloikis. And the Torah is even worse. The Torah Mamish makes it a regular Machloikis, and the Torah Neven Ezra brings out a regular Machloikis, even Machloikis Rishonim, without a Psak. And over here, he brings down, doesn't bring down a Machloikis, just a Kaim Alon, anyone can be Shvach Kli. Chayei Steira, and everyone jumps on the Torah, what's going on, the Steira, it's even a deeper Steira, because it sounds like in the Torah that the Rosh over there paskened Umin Yeh Kainu B'Shvach Kli. And over here, it sounds like from the Torah that the Rosh holds Einum Kainu B'Shvach Kli. It's a Steira in the Torah, how he types up the Rosh, his father. Okay, but it's a Machloikis, a Steiris, let's say, Mechaba, or Steiris Tur, how do you shtim Evin Ezra with Chayei Mishpat? So the Bach suggests that Einu Kanami Meka Adin, the Psak is Einum Kainu B'Shvach Kli, like it says over here. A churma for Eishes Ish, for that we were choishish for the Shita, the Umen Koinim B'Shvach Kli, that she cannot remarry without a get. It was special churma for Eishes Ish. That's what the Bach suggests, to get out of this Tira. However, the Shach over here is Mayrich, proving Rishon after Rishon who paskins Umen Yeh Koinim B'Shvach Kli, means we know that the Rif and the Rama holds Einun Koinim B'Shvach Kli, but there's a formidable Machloikas, as the Balei Taisis and many Rishonim hold Umen Koinim B'Shvach Kli, and therefore the Shach says it's a Sveika Dedina. And he brings down the Chumash Hadashin said it's a Sveika Dedina, and Shintes and the Shulti Geboyim paskins it's a Sveika Dedina. So you have a Chumash Hadashin, Shulti Geboyim, and Shach who end up that it's Sveika Dedina. And you look by and large amongst the Paiskim, that's how we go. We hold it's a Machloikis, it's a Sveika Dedina. So now, going back to the Mechaber, this case where the person built a Sramshank, and then he broke it, he built a Shida Teva Migdal, and he broke it, where the Mechaber says, Ein Umen Kainim B'Shvach Kli, and you become Moitzi Mamet from him, Mechaivim to pay for the whole Shida Teva Migdal, not so poshut. L'teshak it's a Sveika Dedina, and I'm Moitzi Mechaver, Olav Arayim. And since the Umen is generally the Mokzik, he has the Sramshank by him, and you don't have his money to pay for the hezek, so he's mukzik, so the umen will be potter, he will not have to pay for the shida teva migdal. He'll only have to pay for the eitzim that were ruined, but for the shida teva migdal, he won't have to pay, because he could sign a kimli, I go like the tzad, that umen is kainim b'shvakli, and it's my shvak that I broke. I didn't break your shvak, I broke my shvak, and maybe I'll be potter on the shvak. That's what it should come out. It's a fundamental, that before we like to start the simon, we have to know that even though the makab passes in and kainim b'shvakli, but la halacha we paskin, it's a sveika dedina. One you say. All right. Now we're going to have to just go into the sugya of Umen Kainim B'Shvach Kli. Which shvach would he be kind of if, right? We always have to be choshev for the sheet of Umen Kainim B'Shvach Kli. It's a sveika dedina. Not everything is Umen Kainim B'Shvach Kli. We're going to have to see as we go along tonight, mitzvah, case after case, to break it down to see what he is kind of, what he's not kind of. I guess let's start over the Makabe. The Makabe has two cases. One case is where you gave him a shita teva migdal and you asked him to put a nail in and he broke it. And the other case is where you gave him ruah eitzim. Two cases. In the Gemara's Mavua, that only that second case is dependent on the svara of Umen Kainim B'Shvach Kli or not. But the first case, the person is chayv to pay for full shita teva migdal, Umen Kainim B'Shvach Kli, still he's chayv to pay for full shita teva migdal. That means that which the Mechaber says over here, he gives a reason, she'enu ha'umen kainim b'shvach kli, that's only going back on the seifa. But on the reisha, he's going to have to pay for a whole shita teva migdal, even if you hold umen kainim b'shvach kli.
Because that has nothing to do with that. All he did
Who said what? I think Mars Mavul like that. Mars Mafush. Right. I just started over Gemara. This is a Gemara. I'm telling you over Gemara. So now you have to know how to teach a Mechaba. It's always dangerous to learn a Mechaba without a Gemara. So Baruch Hashem, we have a Gemara. The Gemara tells you that this thing of Einu Mekayim V'Rakli is only going on the Seifa, not on the Reisha. Now, what's Pshat? So an Amorist like me would have said, Kipshutai. But it's very simple. You gave him a sheet of tape and banged the nail. He batched right away. He took that nail and banged his rum junk. So there was no shock. So of course you don't have to come on to Akai. Who cares? Only Kayim Shakli. There is no shock. He started off a sheet of the very first nail he banged, he batched the whole Ram Shak. So Avada, you're going to be chay for the sheet of Migdal that you gave him. That's what I would have said, Amaratis. But Baruch Hashem, we have a Reni Yainasan, and a Reni Yainasan is Mavu, not like that. Reni Yainasan is a Mavu, that even in the Reisha there was Shrak. Exactly how, I'm not sure, but let's say instead of giving him one nail to bang, he gave him 20 nails to bang. He already banged in 19. He improved this Ram Shank. It used to be wobbly, now his mamish is very sturdy. And that last nail, that makab epadish, boom, he broke those Ram Shank. So on that list, so there really was already Shrak, and nevertheless, he's going to have to pay for the whole Sram Shank. Means all the 19 nails that he improved the Sram Shrank, he'll have to pay for it. Even if Uman Koinu B'Shrakli, that Shrank doesn't belong to him, that Shrank belongs to the Bailam. And now the question is, Dorsheni, what's going on? So what's the chub between the Reish and the Seifa? Zot Rabbeinu Yenison, the chilik is as follows. It's in Tesanta Rabbeinu Yenison. And maybe I should... Rabbeinu Yenison, I'm in the nail. In Bava Kama, yeah, in Tzadiches, in Bava Kama. The Shita brings him down. He says the following. In the ratio, also by ha'uman shum shvach, he did shvach, but he didn't do any shvach shenucha loyma shekane b'shini maisa. There was no shvach that he did that created a shini maisa to the chayfetz. Sharei asuyinu musakonin ha'yim etchila. Even before the uman got to it, it was already a thram shrine. See, he didn't create any shini tsura. The shvach is not stam shvach. It has to be a shvach that's meshana the chayfet. He didn't do that. So memela, all that shvach zikah belongs to the owner, and he'll be chayef for it. Mashenkin in the reisha, the sefer, we gave him eitzim shelohayu chakukim. They were not carved out yet. V'ha umen chakakon, and the umen carved them out. Ishtakach the konon b'shini ma'isa l'mandiyom ha'umen konon b'shrakli. It comes out that there he did a shini ma'isa to the chayfet. He was mishanda the tzur of the chayfet. Till now he had beams, 2x4s, and he cut them down. He engraved parts of them. He carved some out. So he did a shini ma'isa to the chayfet. That shvach he will be koina. Because since he did a shini ma'isa, he will be koina. A shvach that doesn't have a shini ma'isa is not koina. A shvach that has a shini ma'isa is koina. A chiddush of the Rabbeinu Yenison. Oh, L'chayri, it's a tzushtel to the Indian of Gazim. I'm going to see it, but L'chayri, it should be along that line. You have to do a shin. His Lord, you have to be Meshanet. God, it's in Perek HaGoyzal. He has to have a shinoi that's koin. He has to do something that's Meshanet, the chayfetz that's going to be koinet.
Then Shvach Kli takes on a new meaning, because it could be that everybody might agree in the second Shvach Kli, and the first one is where the argument is.
No. The Gemara is saying that Homa Klekis is in the second case. That's what Gemara says. Or you're going to say otherwise. That's what Gemara says. And in the first case, that Shvach, L'kuliyama, you're not koina. Why? Because that Shvach has no Shina. A Shvach that has a Shina is the Maklekis and Makal V'Shvachli. A Shvach that doesn't have a Shina is not a Maklekis. As I come to is from the Rabbeinu Yenison. Really, there's a Trumas Hadashin, which Lukari says the same thing. Trumas Hadashin has a case. I'm just saying over the words. I don't understand it 100%. He tells you have a chagura shel kesef, a belt of kesef. I'm not sure how you have a belt of kesef, but I guess unless he meets. No, it was made out of kesef. I'm not sure. Silver, a silver belt. And you gave it to the umin to put, it doesn't explain, but you want to attach the buckle, the silver buckle to the belt. So I'm not sure it's called a silver belt because the whole belt's silver or it's leather and you just have a silver buckle. But you're asking to attach a buckle to the belt. And he attached it, and then he broke it. Ma'adin. Zokta Chumas Hadashin. Since, Sholaitikin at Tzayef HaChagura B'shin, it's Tzayef, so it sounds like the whole thing is silver. He has to solder it together. Since, Loitikin at Tzayef HaChagura B'shin HaKoina, he didn't do it in a way that's Mishanet, that should be Koinet. Sholechidish Barak, Shechibra Malaratua, the cover by Mismarim. All he did was attach it and he put some nails in, but he didn't, it wasn't Chidish Badava, ain't Umen Koina Bishrakli. Over here, there's not even a Machlekes.
It's not a belt, it's a belt.
So this is the Chumah Tzedash. And that's not a shina. I guess there was a strap anyway. And all you did is attach a buckle to it. That's not a shina. Shalachidish by David, that would be nishtana ha-chefetz. Mamela, like this belt, this chefetz was not nishtana. So even though there was shrach, but that shrach, l'kuliyama, shina is not kaina, l'kuliyama, you're not kind of the shrak. As I come toys from this Chumah Tzedash. So it's like Rabbeinu Yonasan. Very interesting. Now, I have a shtick of a problem in Rabbeinu Yonasan. It's like this. Rabbeinu Yonasan sort of goes to two extremes. He starts off that the Reish was talking about when you gave a hoshi de teva migdal. Mamelu, there was no shini on it. Mashenkin the Sefer, you gave wood, raw wood, and he had to carve the wood out. So since he carved the wood out, he made a shini to it, he was kind of. I wonder, what about the middle case? I gave wood, he didn't have to carve any wood out. All the wood was done, hey, but he had to put in nails. And he had to build this Ramshan. What would Rabbeinu Yonasan like? Oh, very good. Shina Chayzal Brias. That's a Shaila. I means this thing, it's a Shina Chayzal Brias. You can always take out the nails and bring it back to the state that it was before in pieces of wood. He didn't have to carve anything out. Will I be kind or not? It sounds like Rabbeinu Yonasan that until you carve it out, until you change the tzura of the wood, you're not kind. Means you don't need just a shina. You need a shina that's ain't a chayza. You need a shina that you can't bring it back to its previous state. That shina is kaina. Like mamish by a gazan. A gazan, if you do a shina ha-chayza, you're not kaina. You have to have a shina shina chayza. That's what the mashmais of Rabbeinu Yonasan is. It's a santa Rabbeinu Yonasan. The chayza, that... Maybe a shina shem. Okay, I don't know if shina shem works for women. It works for gazan, and that, I don't know if it works for women. Good. And shina shem will also be chayza. You have to know shina shem chayza. Also not partial. Okay. No, I think from then on in, it's yours. From that on in, that's just about Gazan. Once he makes a shina, from then on in, it's his. So to an Uman, from then on, all the shrak that follows afterwards is going to be his, because that shrak can never be brought back to the previous state of the raw wood material. That's what it should come out. The problem is that the Mishnah says a case of shini, that you're not kohen. Mishnah wants to give a case with a charish, with a carpenter is chayiv, and the Mishnah's case is you gave a charish a shidat teva migdol l'sakin v'kil kol chayiv l'shalim. If Rabbeinu Yonasan would be right, I mean zicher right, but late as long this, it should come out. Why did the Mishnah say that case? Mishnah said a bigger chiddush. The Mishnah should have said that I gave him raw wood and he built his swarm shank, and still he'd be chayiv for the whole swarm shank. It's a bigger chiddush as long as he didn't have to carve anything down. God, the Miri's mashma that if he saws pieces of wood down. It's also good. You don't have to carve it out if, let's say, it was too long. It's like an 8-foot piece of wood, and you only need a 4-foot sramshank, whatever it is. You cut it down. So also you changed it. Good. But why can't the Mishnah say, because I gave raw wood that he didn't have to carve, he didn't have to cut down. All he had to do is assemble and put the nails together, and on that, he should be chayiv, the whole shita teva migdal. Why didn't Mishnah only say, I gave him a shita teva migdal? What? That's not an omen. Okay, maybe, fine. God, the truth is, and Yitzchak, from Yitzchak Ochon, and Evan Ez, and Ein Vav, I see a test. He has other diktukim in the Gemara, these type of the yukim in the cheshbon Gemara, that if Rabbeinu Yonasan would be right, he also tied up that Rabbeinu Yonasan sounds like he needs a shina shina chayza, and he brings down the marshals gavaldik a noida bihuda in a sefer derish litzian at the end of his drasha ches al hanga drasha, the end of the drasha buried in the drasha, he also is mashing in the noida bihuda that you need mamish the same shina kaina that you have by a gazan, you need a shina shina chayza, and he's matmiya like meicha tez, like where is it from? He has mashmois in the Gemara, not like that. And at the end, lachayr, it's a tarachin. La halacha, I don't know the answer. I don't know if a shini, which is chayza, are you kaina or not. The mashmois of Rabbeinu Yonasan is it's not kaina, and the whole shayla is only if you make a shini sheini chayza. I'm just scared to say such a big chiddush, but that lachayr which will come out from Rabbeinu Yonasan. Memeilo, Lalok, that means that it's not even machloikis. If you do a shini with a shvak and there's no, it's a shini achayza, or in kol shekein, if there's no shini at all, lekulayam, where you could be chayy for the full amount. You are not kind of the shvak. There is no one will hold that you're kind of the shvak bechaygam. That's what should come out. A friend of mine gave a geshmaka marshal to entertain the audience. He gave a geshmaka marshal. I'll say it over. The maisa was that a person in his business, it was a business that they had a capping machine that was broken. That it wasn't working, it was jammed, they couldn't get it to work, or the papers, the feeding wasn't going. They called the guy down, the technician, he came down, they worked on it for 2 hours, and he got this copying machine now in order. And he was so happy he got it in order, he gave it a clap, boom, and he broke the glass. He broke this. Madin, what did he have to pay? So what should come out, so normally without Rini, you would say, oh, it's Tali Nesugya of Uman Kainim B'Shvakli, and now it's a Sveika Dedina. Tarot says, no, B'chai Gavne, everyone holds Uman is not Kainim B'Shvakli. What did this guy do, this technician do? He changed, till now, it was pieces of metal, and he created a copying machine. It was a copying machine till now. He had to tighten some screws, maybe he had to replace some screws, or something maybe jammed inside. He had to redo the feed or whatever it is. But nothing is chadish here. It wasn't a shina here that was koina. There's no shina. That shvach lekuliyam or ainum and koina in that shvach. So Mamelo come to us that the technician will have to pay for a full working copying machine when he broke it. He broke a good machine. He was hired and he fixed a machine that was broken, because it was fine. But now that he fixed it, it's a good working machine that belongs to the owner of the business, and now he broke a good machine. He owes for the whole machine. That's what should come out. Is it a shinoi or not? If it was considered a copying machine till now and there's no shinoi, then it's not going to. And even if it's a shinoi, you might need a shinoi shein ukeiza. If it's, you need a shinoi to be koina, if not, you're not koina. As I come twice. All right. Now, about your Shiloh, this is interesting. None of the place can bring this down, but there is a piskari az, and I don't know why no one brings it down. It should be very negeya. On this halacha, where it says that the person took wood and built a shida teva migdal and then broke it, that he's chayv to pay because ain umen koina b'shakli, the makav pasa ain umen koina b'shakli. So now he has to pay for the full sperm shrunk that he damaged. Zakta piski rios, but you menake the schiris that you own, right? You hired him for $100 to build you a shram shrunk. So you gave him $200 worth of wood, and you hired him for $100 to build the shrunk, and now it's worth $1,000, let's say. So he broke it. So he owes you the $1,000. But what happened to his schar? You hired him. You owe him $100 for the service that he did for you. That, how did you get off of that? So Zakta piski rios, you have to be menake that amount. Sorry? Yeah, okay. There's a halakha that a poyel is hifzit schari, the mashal. If you hire a poyel in a case where he's not chayiv for shmira, let's say by hektish, the Gemara says, shochu shekleim, and he loses his nigna v'nevad from the shliach, so it's hifzit schari, he's avad schari. Why? Because he didn't do his job. Now, even though you're not chayiv for shmira on hektish, but as I vait, you're chayiv that you hifzit schari if there was a gneva v'aveda done to the chayfitz. Good. But over here, he did his job. He built the Shita Teva Migdal already. It's finished. It was a shvach, even if he wouldn't finish. But to the extent, whatever process the Shita Teva Migdal was already built, that shvach was already done. He deserves pay, at least for that chelik of the shvach that he did. And now, if he broke it, or let's say, we'll make it simple, he already finished the whole Sram Shvach. So now, he provided shvach. He deserves to get paid. If he was mazik, he was mazik. It's like someone else was mazik. He deserves to get paid. The Mela, you would have to pay him for his service, as might see a dying
person. People have to carry the treadmill upstairs, which is the way we were working. And I carried it up, and then they called me afterwards, they only wanted to get a carpet, because my workers make stains all over the carpet.
Okay.
Now what? I did them a favor, it wasn't my job to carry the
treadmill. If you weren't paid for it, then you're a shayim machinim, not a shayim machinim. It's the only chayif a priya. So you have to know, is that a priya or not? I don't know. Is it a priya?
No, I was doing them a favor.
Favors don't absolve you from priya. It was priya kind. Okay, so and you started the whole thing and now started from scratch. Yeah. Okay, but you see that in Rebbeinu Yonah's mashma that even if you start out just with pieces of wood and he assembled the wood and built a sheet of a migdal, he's not going to, only if he has to carve something out. Otherwise, it's a shina achayza. But it's maybe a shina achayza. I could take it apart again. It's a shina achayza. What did he do? Tashina Kaiza. He didn't do anything niskadish in it. So if it wasn't niskadish anything, then Tashina Kaiza. All right. Now, that's what should come out. It's a chiddush. I don't know why anyone brings it down, but the Piskriya says, but I have to be moisif that the ksais over here is mashma not like that. But I have to point out, it's really not a steer. The ksais over here is talking about the other way. Hold kop, Rabbi Sai. We're talking about in the Machaba that ein umen koine b'shvakli. The shvach belongs already to the owner. So the guy provided his service. He deserves to get paid for his service that he provided. The ksai says the other way. What happens if the old woman is ye koine b'shvakli? And now he breaks this ram shrunk. So he doesn't have to pay for this ram shrunk. He only has to pay for the raw material. that you won't have to pay him for his service. And it's partial chilek over there because he didn't give you the service yet. Faket umen koinim b'shakli, so it's his. He never did the service. If he would give it you over the item, then it's yours. He didn't give it to you yet. It still is. So for all practical purposes, it's still a piece of wood. Just wood. It means mitzad the bailam. They didn't get the service provided. They didn't get it yet. So if they didn't get it, they don't owe for it. They don't owe for umen koinim b'shakli. If you give it to me, if you hold enu umen koinim b'shakli, so you already gave it to me. Or if you hold umen koinim b'shakli and you already gave it to me, also good. But if you didn't give it to me and now you break it, you can't have the cake and eat it. You want to be put on the shvach because it's your shvach, but you want to charge me to the shvach. How can you charge him for that shvach? It's not your shvach.
Isn't that right? Right in your case, just make the inverse of it?
That what?
Your other case, we just said that he should menak it. So obviously, because I was going to menak it, it's the other way around.
I don't know. So he doesn't talk about the other case.
It doesn't talk, but I mean, can it infer from that?
I don't know, maybe not. Okay, but that's what will come out. There's a fundamental difference if you hold omen kind of shakli or not, if you manake. Yeah, good, very good. It's so dumb, no one says anything. Someone should have said it. It should be so negeya. Every case, it should be part of the tshuva should discuss. And what do you do about this char? But it happens. Sorry? Correct. The Ksais is saying it's budget. Yeah, okay. I want to be Maisiv one Nakuda, and I have to be Maisiv in the Ksais. You see why it's not so Pasha, but good. What happens if you hold Umen Koine Bishrakli and you built the Swarm Shrank, and then the Swarm Shrank blew up? Nothing to do with you. It blew up. I don't know. It was a Khulila, a terrorist attack. Khulila. It blew up. Superstorm Sandy. It blew up. Right? What's halacha then? Then the Ksais have added your home for his Kiris. Because he already finished his malacha for you. And it wasn't he who caused the damage. Pshat is, Umen Koinim B'Shakli absolves the poil for the work that he did, because he was the one who broke it, so it's his item that he broke. But it's not to the point, we'll develop more tonight, it's not to the point that the item is totally Umen's and he didn't give it over to me. Avada, the Bailim owes him to pay him for the malacha that he provided. So if it would be Nenas, then the Ksais says, Avada, I would have to pay him. It's just if it's Nignav, who never, that he's achroi for, then he'll be absolved. I'm just saying that in the Piskerios, if he holds any Umen Koinim B'Shakli, in the case of the Makaba, the Avada, he deserves Schiris, and you'll have to deduct for the Schiris. That's what should come out. How could he be Mekadosh with it? Because it's his to be Mekadosh. Okay, let's try to develop this a little bit, okay? I'm not charging you $800. The shvach is $800. I'm charging maybe only $200. What am I charging you?
I'm charging you $400.
I don't charge you the full amount, right? Right?
It's not like. Then I only owe you $400.
What do you?
Money.
So it's going to come very simple, because if there's a if I ask someone to do build something. So Avada, if I give him materials and I justify a work to build it, obviously at the end the shvach is going to be worth more than what I'm paying him for a service. So that's what I'm doing. And Memela, he'll have to pay for the $1,000 minus his.
So if he holds Shabbat, he'll have to give back Shabbat, I can buy $200 worth of wood, get Umen $200, and give him $100 worth of Shabbat. And I'm back to
school. Well, you're the owner of the other Umen. What are you?
I'm Umen. Good.
You broke Swarm Chest.
And I'm going to go for $200 buy wood.
Good.
Well,
you do yourself, whatever.
$200.
You don't trust yourself, yeah?
If
you want, you could do that. And you could do it. If you, again, it's totally if you could pay with Shavuot Kasef.
No,
it would be. Now, let's just take this apart a little bit. What is Umen Koinim B'Shakli? It's a major mavuka, what Umen Koinim B'Shakli is. But just certain fundamentals before we go weiter with more stories. Certain fundamentals. First of all, to machlokes, if Umen Koinim B'Shakli is koina the whole kli, or is only koina the shvach. The Ksais bring down from the Merash Halevi, that he held the Umen Koinim B'Shakli means that you koina the whole kli. Once the kli was mushbach, you have a kinyan in the entire kli. Not that you own the whole kli, you're a shutif in the kli, you're a shutif. You have a kinyan in the entire kli for the amount of the shvach, whatever it is. But you have a kinyan, not just where the shvach is, you have a kinyan in the entire kli for its shvach. That's a Merash HaLevi. There's some mishmais, maybe some certain rishonim like that I kind of want to say. But the Ksais is matmi on it. The Ksais brings a Tshumas Hadesh and Mufurish and Shintes again that says, Lehed Yifaket. It says that you're not koina the entire kli, you're only koina the shvacha kli. Doesn't mean you only kind of luft. You kind of the kli where it's mushbach. You kind of the shvach part of the kli, the etim part of the kli. You're not kind of, but the shida tevel middle part of the kli. You are kind of. You're kind of the shvach part of the kli. You don't own the whole kli. You only own the shvach of the kli. Right? Just could be nafkamina living the gate to tefillah. We're going to get to other inyanim. There are nafkaminas. Okay, we could talk about it. Well, even them, even though the first sheet, you own the whole kli, but not, it's not totally yours, because the Bailam was owned part of the kli. You're shutif with the Bailam on the entire kli. Now, that's a ksois like that, maybe it's a taz in Yerdei and Kuchkof, and Sivkot and Yudbeis like that. Take it to the next step. Now, many Rishonim, by the way, are much like Ramban, Rashba, that set of Rishonim also much like that. You only kind of the Shvach. The Rashba takes it to the next step. And the Rashba says, you're not even kind of the whole shvach. You're only kind of the shvach kishir yischiris. Let's say the shvach is $800, and you're only charging $200 for that malacha. You don't own the whole $800 worth of the shvach. You own $200 of the $800 worth of the shvach, because what's coming to you is only $200, right? So I can get rid of you for $200. I pay $200 and give me back my kli. So therefore, you could only own up to the shir shvach of $200 in the shvach. That's all you could own. You don't own the whole $800 worth of shvach. So Dr. Rashba, so if you're going to say it like that, so the kash is, if you're mazik the chayfetz, even if you hold umen kainim b'shvach li, a pel is, so zozayin, it's your shvach. But again, it should only be your shvach for the shir of the schiris. So for the rest of the shvach, you should have to pay. Why is the Gemara say, you only paid the me'etim, you should have to pay everything beyond your schiris in the shrach. If the shrach is 800 and the schiris is only 2, you should have to pay me for the other 6. Zokter Ashba, that's for a different svara entirely. The svara is like this. An umum, when I build you a chayfetz, why does the shrach belong to you? It's because I'm doing it, I'll das you. You're the bailim, I want to make you a kli. So I'll do it, I'll das me, rather than the shrach will belong to me. And there's a case where Umin Shashina, the Rashi was Mavu of that's Siv Gimel really, but Umin Shashina, he died at the wrong color, that Shrach Paka might belong to the Umin. He wasn't doing it for the Bailim. But if he makes it for the Bailim, so it's Kilu, he's giving over his Shrach right away to the Bailim. So the Rashba, Adaita Dahachi, that he should have to pay for the Hezek that he did to the Kli, Adaita Dahachi, he's not giving over the Shrach. When he makes the shvach in the kli mitchila, he has a mind. I'm giving this shvach to the bailim, and he mukhanu mazumin l'shem bailim l'shem bailim. But if I break it, and the bailim's going to kind of stab me with my knife, I'm not doing that. It's not his. It's on the whole shvach. I'm only willing to give the shvach to the bailim if I'm not going to be responsible for it. That means I'll give him the shvach, I'll withhold for myself the sheer schiris that he owes me in the shvach. But if I break it, and now he's going to want to charge me for a mazik, I'll die to the hakim mitchila, I never gave him the shvach. I kept the shvach for myself. The Rashba. Huh? I pray, I don't know if it needs mamish pray. What? So you're shem mechinim. Again, you're shem mechinim, you're chayef of pshin. So you might be your chayef of pshin. Maybe we could talk about it. There that was a tickle indirect because the scroll was in the car. It was only a grummer, maybe. If you own the Eidim Shemshach, then automatically everything belongs to the Bailam. Right. It's automatic. I guess you have to say that he had a mind, he's giving everything to the Bailam, no matter what, everything to the Bailam, even if he's mazik it, and he has a mind that goes to the Bailam, and he doesn't want to even kind of a chelik of the shvach, negative schiris. Sorry? Fine, that's what it comes. If you hold Ein Umin Koine B'Shvakli, so everything belongs to the Bailim, so now you break it, you owe everything. If you hold Umin Koine B'Shvakli, so the Rashmi only Koine the Shvak, and not only that, you only Koine a Chelik of the Shvak, the sheer Schiris in the Shvak. But the rest, you're not Koine. So why if you damage it or you potter like that, Shaita? There it is, because our Das Kain, I never gave it over to the Bailim. That's one Yisayid, Rabbi Yisayid. Another Yisayid. No, we're going in the Mani Umin Koine B'Shvakli. That's the chelik that he wants to reserve for himself because he needs to be paid. The rest, yeah, it's his ma'isi yadayim. So he could decide what he wants. It's minas dam. He decides to give over the rest unless it's going to come back to haunt him. That's the Rashba. Another shlav, the next shlav, is the ksois, and it's also meduyik like this in many rishayim. is that even when you, even if umen kainu b'shva kli, it doesn't mean it's mamish yours, that it's mamish shelcha. It's not mamish your money, nor vas. It means that you have a shibin in it like a mashkin. There's a kinyan mashkin as well. A mashkin gives you certain rights and bailas to a chayfetz. It's like a mashkin. It's a chayv that you, that he owes you, and memel you have a kinyan in the chayfetz keneged that chayv. That's what umen koine b'shakai. Mamish, not mamish your koine. Do you give me the not like that? But the men in say mafush like this, that it's only a kinin mashkin. That's how the ksais and the sevis go. It's only a kinin mashkin. Memela zakte ksais, a blitz chiddish, but it's gavaldik. Zakte ksais is that memela, what happens if I go to the umen and I say, you know, okay, here, I want my sram shank. And the umen says, you know what, I decide, I'd like to keep this sram shank. It's a beautiful sram shank. I want to keep it. Zakte ksais. You can't do that. It's really beside the Bailam's Ramshak. You have a kinyan mashkin. Just like if I owe you money and you have a mashkin and I want my mashkin back, I want to pay you up the chayiv. And the guy says, no, I don't want to give you back the mashkin. I want to keep the mashkin. You could throw him the money and grab the mashkin away from him. You could make a proim bal karchay and then you could take the mashkin away. So the tzais, you could do the same thing here. You could make a proim bal karchay of the umin and grab back the sram shrank and grab back the shrank. Because he's not mamish aloy. He has a kinin shibit in it. He has a mashkin in it. But you could make a proim bal karchay. So why is Kedushin Chal? Because you do have a quasi-kinyan. Just like Mamashkin, you also have a quasi-kinyan in it. There is some bailus in it. But you don't have to make a kinyan chodesh. When this owner gets back to Sram Shach, does he have to make a kinyan on it to be own the Sram Shach? No. The second he pays, he gets it back. Already he owns the Sram Shach. Doesn't have to make a new kinyan. He owes it right away. He owns it right away. Because
The owner
owned it because it was his, it started from his wood, and the guy built it for him. Just the guy retained for himself a shibud mashkin in it. Once I pay, he loses the shibud mashkin. Memela now everything belongs to me.
What's that afkamina? If woman koine b'shach kli or not? If woman koine b'shach kli, he only koine his chah.
And because what does it mean? It means the woman's covering himself. So he's covering himself on two ways. He's covering himself to own the chelik of the shrak, shir's chiris in the shrak, and he's covering himself that if it's going to break it, if he's going to break it, he doesn't want to damage himself. He doesn't hurt himself.
There's not a minute. If the chelik's now almost $1,000, and the shah of the woman is $200, if the woman is going to shop clean, he owes $800.
Then he only pays 200. No, forget.
Anyway,
the other way. If ain't umen koine b'shach kli, then he owes the whole $1,000.
And he'll get his car, which is $200.
Good. But if the old umen is koine b'shach kli, then he doesn't. Then he only pays the $200 for the eitzim, and he's put on the whole $800. If the old ain't umen koine b'shach kli, at the end of the day, he's going to have to give $800 to the owner. Why? Because he really has to give $1,000, but he deducts $200 for his car. If the old woman kind of b'shvach kli, it's the other way around. He only has to pay $200 worth of eitzim.
But the
Masmona would be the same. I just showed you now like that. Again, the old ain't woman kind of b'shvach kli, he's going to have to pay $800. The old woman kind of b'shvach kli, he only pays $200 because the whole $800 worth of shvach is his own.
What if you said it's a mashkin? No.
It's his own. Al daita dahachi, he was never makna to the Bailam the Shrach. He was only makna to the Bailam the Shrach if it's not going to come back to haunt him. But if he's going to have to be responsible for Hezek, al daita dahachi, he was never makna any of the Shrach to the Bailam, and all the Shrach stayed by the Umen Mameli. He only owes the Bailam the original $200 worth of the wood that he gave him. Correct, that's Adai Tadachi, he did it. Now, Merakha Zeru in Simen Nun Vav says the same thing, that you could pay a Peroim Bal Karchai. The problem is, there's a Goyin later on in Sif Katan Ches and Sif Gimel that sounds like that. Anyway, this is more red. As we go on, if we have time tonight, we'll see that there's more. Okay, let me give you another Nakuda here. So, Kenegad Atzkar. That's only Balton can only be Kenegad. Was it rest of money? You only owe Balton on this car. And copy that chelik, he was kind of. So he's a copy that, he's not an employee, he's a seller buyer. All right. Oh, 1 sec. Very good. We're going to get to about. Very good. Let's go to another Nakud. Another Nakud is Dr. Shach B'Shem the Shulte Giborim at the end of Sivkot and Gimel. The Shach says that this is not only Negev to Mazik, this could be Negev for Gneva Vaved as well. You give him wood, he builds you a Sram Shrank, and then the Sram Shrank gets stolen. B'pshia, or Gneva Vaveda, Zimuchai V'Gneva Vaveda, doesn't have to be a pshia, it's a Shem HaSachah. Right? Umnim no Shem HaSachah, like we have in Sif Aleph, says Chayfa Gneva Vaveda. So if you hold Ein Umen Koinim V'Shakli, like the Machava, he'll be responsible for the host from Shran. If you hold Umen Koinim V'Shakli, again, he'll only be responsible for the Dmei Eitzim, but not for the Shram Shran, because Shram Shran belonged to him. So it means you don't have to be Mamish Mazakit to be a Chray. Any din in Shemim of a Shem HaSachah will also make him a Chray. Now, next, what happens if he was already paid? So, L'chayro, you're saying very good. So, if you were already paid, and that's what the Shach and the Shulti Geborim say, the L'chayro, once you were paid, so you are ois omen kodim b'shakli, right? You only kodim b'shakli, especially the Rashi, it's a mashkin. So, it's a mashkin kegin, the money that he owes you. Once you were paid, so now you no longer have a mashkin. So, now the Shvach transfers to the owner, and now it should belong to the owner. And now if you break this from Shrank, if you break it, Avad, you should be chayv. Lekuliyama, even if the old woman can't try and clean, because you gave up the Shvach, you already transferred by this in the Shvach to the owner. That's what will come out. And Memela Lechera Kol Shekein, if you were paid in advance, sometimes they ask the money in advance, if you were paid in advance, so there was never an woman kind of Shvachli to begin with. Right? That should come out, because what's shvakli? You kind of shvakli today connected the scar that you want to build up, but there's no scar that you want to build up because you're already paid. You're not waiting for any scar. Memeila should come out that if you already paid in advance, it should come out that there's no umkayim b'shvakli and it should be chayiv l'kuliyama. That's the chayiv what should come out. Sorry? Oh, so that's the six. And then it's, we'll go through that chesed. Like the Rashba, if the only reason why I'm put on the whole Sram Shank, on the Shrak, is not because of direct Umen Koyim B'Shakli, it's because Umen Koyim B'Shakli says also that Adaita Dahaka, I didn't want to be Chayiv for the Chayfitz, that should come back to haunt me, then I'm being Mashbiach, your Chayfitz for you, but then you're going to charge me for it, that I don't want. So the Shaila is, what would you do if you were paid for Schiris? So there, the Nesivis goes with the Rashba, and the Nesivis says the Svara, which L'chay needs the Svara for the Rashba, is that once you were paid at the end, then that payment is a Kinyan Kesef. It means the whole Rashba Svara is that Adai Tadokha was never makna to the Bailam when I was Mashbiachet. They say this, you were never makna to the Bailam, so it stayed the Umans all the time. But now that he was paid, now he's transferring ownership in this Ram Shrank. Why? Because the Kinyan Kesef should work. He's being paid for that Shrank, so that's a transfer of ownership. I'm paying you, and now you're giving me the Chayfes. And even though in Kol HaTeru Kula Kinyan Kesef doesn't work because you have a Kshash, Shema Nisrafu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, over here you don't have the Kshash, go into it, you're not going to have the Kshash, because anyway the Umin Etzpata 19, you won't have that Kshash. Memeil Zakta Nesiv is over here, Kinyan Kesef will work. Memeila, once you pay him, you'll end up assuming the Shvach, and Mamela, if the Umin breaks it, he'll be Chayiv, even like the Rashba. Because it's good, it was his Chayivitz all along, but now he transferred ownership. But the Nafkamina is when he was paid. That whole Lumdus and the Nesivis could only work if he's paid at the end. If he's paid after the Shvach was built, and now he gets paid, so I'm makna the Shvach to the Bailam for money. But if he gets paid in advance, it's a Dabash Aloy B'Loylam, so I couldn't have been makna you the Shvach. So you didn't own the shrak. L'chayra, every time I'm doing the shrak, you'll have umen koinah b'shrak, kli tap of a sar of the rashba. I don't want it to come back to haunt me. And memela, if now that he breaks it, it should come out, like the nesivis is lumdis in the rashba, it should come out that if he was prepaid, he will still be potter on umen koinah b'shrak, because umen koinah b'shrak, only if he's paid at the end will he transfer the shrak and it'll be chai. But if he's prepaid, then otaka still be potter on umen koinah b'shrak. No, because the Svara of the Rashba is not just for the money owed in Schiris. The Svara of the Rashba is, because it's for money that's owed is only the Shia Schiris of the Shrak. Why am I put on the whole Shrak? So why am I put on the whole Shrak? It's like the Rashba for new Svara. As I died the dog, I don't want it to come back to haunt me. That's what I'm saying. It's totally on that, like it's Because if you hold any Uman Kodim B'Shakli, means the Uman doesn't make these Cheshbonis. He works like a Tatula, like a, for the Bailam, and he gives everything over to the Bailam. If you hold Uman Kodim B'Shakli, he's already a smart Uman, and he starts making Cheshbonis. He needs to keep the Shrach for his Chiyus, and he needs to keep the Shrach just in case it was Genizik. So he keeps all that into account. So if you hold Uman Kodim B'Shakli, he still retains the Shrach, even if he was prepaid. He still retains the Shrach. The only reason why, if he's paid at the end, does he give it up, is not because it's Uman Kodim B'Shakli, it's Vodit, because then he's being magnified the shrach for the kesef. But if he's paid in advance and you don't have a kinyan kesef, the chayit should come out that then he will still be potter because he still has the svara of umen koinu b'shrakli. The ksois, on the other hand, comes from a whole different angle, and he had a different gears in the shach and the shilti gebarim, and he wants to say, mamish, that the guy will be potter on the hezek from a whole different cheshbon. And he says, because if you have normally umen koinu b'shrakli, so until he's paid, he never was chayiv for the chayfetz, because he's not a shem esochan, because he could even be mazik, so to speak, because it's his shvach, umen koinu b'shrakli. And then when he gets paid at the end, so even if he's now transferring the shvach to the owner, but with what does he become a shem esochan? On the shvach. How he becomes a shem esochan on the principle, on the eitzim, on the raw materials, that's because we have sif aleph, umen shem esochan, but yeah, I know that they're benefiting from the chayfetz, that turns him into a shem esochan. But Kozman, that he was deriving that ano, he still retained the din of Uman Kodim B'Shrakli, so he was never a Shem Esach on the Shvach. And the only reason why after he's finished a Malach is he's still a Shem Esach, because he retains his old status. Good. But he never had a status of a Shem Esach on the Chelek of the Shvach. He only had a Shem Esach on the Chelek of the material, but not on the Shvach, because like the man named Uman Kodim B'Shrakli, all the Shvach belonged to the Uman. So even though now he was paid, and he no longer has a din Uman Kodim B'Shrakli, but with what's up to Ksais, does he all of a sudden resurrect to turn into a Shem Ezocha? He can't turn into a Shem Ezocha on the Shvach. He never had a din Shem Ezocha on the Shvach. That's what the Ksais is mechadish. But then it should come out like the Ksais, fakir, that if you pay him in middle of the Malacha, or you pay him before the Malacha, see, he gave up his status of Uman Kodim B'Shrakli because he's not withholding it for the money anymore. So, and now he could become a Shem Esach on the Shvach because he's deriving enough from the item while he's working on it. So it should come out like the Ksais that if you prepay in the middle or kol shekein in advance, then you will be a Shem Esach on the Shvach and you will be Chayiv on the Shvach. Like the Nesivis is Pumtva Kedav Sar. If you prepay, then You still have Uman Kodim B'Shrakli and you be part. It's only if you pay at the end, you take over the Shrach, and then the Bailam is Chayiv. And then, the Uman is Chayiv. And like Tekseis is Mamish Punkt Faket. It comes out into Santa Cheshman. Another Shaila Rabbeisai is Rekiv Ego. Rekiv Ego over here is a Shaila. What happens if the Uman made up Lechatchili, he's doing it for free? He's doing it for free. He's a Uman, he's a nice guy. Avi does a lot of volunteer work. He's doing it for free. So he's a Uman for free. And then, after he builds this house, he now decides to change his mind. He builds this farm truck, he decides to change his mind. Now I want to charge you for it. Can he change his mind or not? So Zogt Rikirevik, Olachayra, if you hold Uman Kainim B'Shvakli, so the Shvak never belonged to the owners. It always belonged to the Uman. And now if he wants to change his mind, why can't he change his mind? Maybe it's not nice, maybe we'll deal with it. But what starts, if I tell you I'm going to sell you my Sram Shrank tomorrow, and I change my mind before I sell it to you, I have a right to change my mind. So too, if I become your Uman, and I have a mind that I'm selling you the Sram Shrank when you come pick it up, as long as before you pick it up, I could change my mind. I mean, the other way around. If I decided to give you a ton of my Sram Shrank tomorrow after I finish it, and then I decide to change my mind before I give it to you, I want to change my mind, I want to charge you for it. I could charge you. Zakir Kivega. But he's Masupik. Maybe when you do something for free, you don't have the Din Uman Kodim B'Shrakli B'Chlal. Maybe it's too late. You don't. Bishlam, if you're doing it for money, so you're withholding the shvach for your money, you're withholding the shvach for your umnis. But if you do it for free, maybe there's no din of Uman B'Shrakli to begin with. And especially if that's the svar. The svar of Uman B'Shrakli is till you get paid like the tzais, right? It's a mashkin. Well, here, I was already paid, because I'm not charging you to begin with. So if I was already paid, so to speak, it's built-in pay, it's bechinam, so it's built-in. So what din of Uman B'Shrakli? The whole thing doesn't start to begin with. It's a shalot. We came before. Sorry? Because right, there's no mashkin, so that's what should come out. So, look, Rikiv Ego is Masopik. Right over here, Rikiv Ego is a Sopik. There's a Pnei Yeshua and Gittin. Every woman looks like the same type of a swerve. Look, if you take this, right. Now, if you hold it's only a mashkin l'chayra, it's too late, because it really bets and belongs to the Bayam, just you have a kinin in it for connected Yeshia's Kriyas, and I can't change Yeshia's Kriyas, it's too late.
If you hold Enum
Kayim Shakir, it's over, and it belongs to the owner, it's owner. Yeah, it's over, that's over. So that's a, so Kiveg is Mesupik, if there's a Din Enum Kayim Shakir, when you do it Bechinam. There's a Pnei Shu and Gitin and Dav Chav, and Nemzam for Pshitas, that even when you do something for free, there is Enum Kayim Shakir. The Kseis over here, Nemzam for Pshitas Fakert. Pari, if you do a Bechinam, it doesn't hold past the whole Enum Kayim. It's only a Shibit of a Mashkin. There is no Mashkin, there's no Kayim. How does it pass the whole Din Enum Kayim Shakir? So you have Pnei Shu one side, Kseis on the other, and Kiveg is Mesupik in the middle. And then you have a Nesivis, that the Nesivis also argues with the Kseis. Nesivis says, if you learn like this for the Rashba, that the reason why you're pot over here is because you don't want it to come back to haunt you. So even if you do it Bechinim, you have that Svara. I wasn't Mashbiach Yairim if at the end of the day I'm going to break it and you're going to charge me. Madoch, even when I do it for pay, I have that in Zinin, I don't want it to come back to haunt me. Koshikain, Avi's butchering the whole night, that if I do things for free, now they're coming back to haunt me, how could that be? So Koshikain, I'm not going to be chayiv for my hezek, and you'll have a umen kind of shakri, even bechinam. Interessant to machloek, as Rabbi is saying. All right, I want to tell you one more. It's a geshmak shaila. Really, I don't know if I have time for it, but the Pnei Yeshua and getting over there is the following shaila. The Gemara brings down that a chershayt of a kodman could write a get. Okay, we'll discuss it. It's not a sugya here, but on the if a chershayt of a kodman writes a get, that means the husband provides the paper and he provides the ink, he provides everything, and a chershayt of a kodman writes the get. Now the halacha is a person could only be megarish his wife if he owns the get. So that's why if anyone ever watched see the Gittin, they know that yeah, the whole kinyan made to give over the safe has to be makna the materials, and he's makna the get. He makes sure that the Baalim owns the get. That's the halakha. Frag to Pnei Yeshua, and the tzad omen koina bishvach kli, and the chereshayt of the cotton owns the get. How could he mimagash with such a get? Damiyachad the pasha of lishma and all those problems. Forget that problem. But stam. How does it work? It's a chershet of a cotton, shvach, it belongs to him. And if you hold umen koinem b'shakli, and the chershet of the cotton doesn't have das to be maknit, so they cannot be maknit to get to the bailim. So how does that get work? As they affect the Pnei Yeshua. And Bejur protect them. You can't tell me you did it for free, because even for free you have umen koinem b'shakli, like we just said before. That's a problem. $1 million kasha.
So,
why? You can't ask the din mashkin shabbat. You can't ask the mashkin. That chelik, that sheer mashkin kinyan. You have a quasi kinyan in that track. That's on the whole hezek, but at least the sheer schiris you were kinda. So that sheer schiris, the kashet of the kinyan has a work. Oh, how could a kashet? That's not shreva because it's a taste. There is a divide. There's a Teres Chatz wanted to try that. It really doesn't work so well because it's a Teres Sanhedrin that says that a cotton, if you're Maisi Yadayim, he's Koina. He can't be Koina, something you want to be Makna to him. But it's Kar Malacha, automatically he's Koina. It's not a problem. So this is his Maisi Yadayim. A Cheshet of a cotton, Pasha will own it. And Mavela, how could he be Makna? So that's a problem. Zaktik Sois, it's not Shver. Because Hayois, the whole Kenyan you have is only a Mashkin. And Peroin, Bal Korchoi, Shmei Peroin. You don't even have to make a new kinyan on it. So you go to Chereshet V'Kotten and you pay him. And Ari Kajon doesn't have Dati Mak. He doesn't need Dati Mak. You don't have to make a new kinyan. Once you pay him and you Mesalik a Shibin from the item, Mamela, you'll own the item. Mamela will work. I'm saying that's how it works. Like the Ksais. That's how the Ksais goes. Mamela ends it up to Pnei Yeshua. The Nesivis comes from a whole different angle. Nesivis has a Cheshbin here. The Gemara says, very good. So other Akronim want to do that way. The Imre Baruch in a couple of places, Agoyis on Pnei Yeshua and Agoyis other places tries this, and the Teres Chatz it also tries this, that you can only be kind of Shvach. Imre Baruch says a mamash like this, you can only be kind of Shvach, and Mamela, since this get is worthless to anyone in the world except for the Baal who was done with Shema, so there is no Shvach. So if there's no Shvach, Mamela is not going to work. If you prepay him, again, but you have to know how that works. If prepay, I don't know how that works. If he's never cutting the money, he's then had no. I don't know how that works exactly, because he still have a shibit in the mashkin, because he can't be cutting the money. Unless he holds Das Acheres Makta. All right, we'll have to work that out. Maybe that'll be an angle. The Netziva says a new pshat. And we're running out of time here. We have to move inside this. It's Moya, Belina next week. As the Netziva says, there's a Gemara. The Gemara is Mavua, that if you have an Uman who takes your material, your beged, and takes your dye, and dyes your beged, that there's no din of Uman Kainem Shvakli. And the reason is, the Gemara's Mavua, is because what generated the Shvach of the beged? The dye itself. What makes the beged look nicer and prettier? The dye. Yeah, so all the Uman did is he mixed the two. He made sure that the dye doesn't get burnt and the beged doesn't get burnt when he put it in the pot. But Be'etzem, the Shvach is the dye itself. So that, there's no din Uman Kain Mishvakli. And the Rishonim say, what's the chilek between that in the case of Eitzim? Ketz Eitzim takes an umnis and you build it up. And so what the Lashon Rashba and the Ravid is, the samamanim, so to speak, of this Shita Teva Migdol is the guy's umnis itself. His Maisei Yadayim is the samamanim. What makes this look like a pretty strong shank is the umnis, is the Maisei Yadayim of the umnis. Mashenkin by a dye, it's a dakas de kachilik. Mashenkin by a dye, what makes it look pretty is the dye itself. So since the dye belongs to the owner, and the material, the beggar belongs to the owner, there's no din of umman kind of shakli.
Sure, you have to be an expert at dye properly. There should be spots.
Okay, I'm just, that is the Gemara. Comes along the Nesivis, and Nesivis says, who would then buy a Ksivis a get? Exact same thing. What makes the get into a get? You have a klaf with the yai. So the yai belong to the bailim. And the klaf belonged to the bialim. Memela zaktin sivit. There's no din of umman kainim shakli at all. The diyoy, like a painting, the diyoy is just like the samamana. What makes this klaf into a nice klaf, into a get? The diyoy. The diyoy belonged to the bialim as well. I understand. So it's going to come out. Let them see if it's even your bialim painting the same thing. The Maisi Yadayim is by the Shita Teva Migdol that what made it into what is because you made a structure out of it. Here, it's the dye, the diyoy on the klaf. The klaf is the bialims, the diyoy is the bialims. It should come out the same thing, right? We're going to talk about Berlin. Okay, so Belina, the rabbi, so we ran out of time. Next week, we're going to go into it a bit more. There's a lot more here. There's an Evanezer about it. All right. Akutavok.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.